Welcome to Transforming Your Future, brought to today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm Tanya Hoffman, and I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. But I wanted to give you a lot of insight today about owning your fabulousness and what does that actually mean? And I think a lot of times we look as entrepreneurs, or maybe you're an employee coming into the entrepreneurial realm, and you see a lot of people struggling. And a lot of it is personal development. I know I have gone through my percentage, some of us have more than others. I know me as an introvert who just was so scared to be in a room full of people and having people come up to me with their business cards at a chamber of commerce or a networking group. And especially, you know, standing up in front of a whole group of people, I mean, I would just sit there and shake and sweat and shiver. And I mean, all the stuff that they talk about when, you know, people think of, you know, someone starting out speaking, and I did it all. What I found that not only is it our mindset that needs to be shifted, which is really one of the largest hurdles for most people, is to get past that. But what I really want to talk about today is kind of what is that transition from that mindset to a successful business. So let's pretend for a moment that we have all accomplished all the personal development we needed. We could stand up in front of a group, we could do a webinar, we have confidence, we could talk to anybody in a Starbucks line. There's nothing that we can't do. We've done all the personal development, but now we look at our business. Even if you're coming into the entrepreneurial world, same thing. We want to look at the business and strategy to make that business really soar and be the success that you want. So let's cover why most people want to be an entrepreneur in the first place. The number one reason is freedom. Freedom to do what you want to do without someone constantly looking down your neck, you know, and checking on you, not having to be perfect anymore, you know, without that level of stress. The other one is to follow a passion, something that they're just completely thrilled to do, something you've always wanted to do. The third is money, wanting to make a significant income without limitations. Another is less stress. We kind of covered that in the freedom part, right? But to, you know, your shoulders are down and you're smiling and you're getting to be around the people you want to be around, which leads us into be of service. So many of us are ready to do something amazing in this world before we leave it. We want to leave a legacy for our children, our grandchildren, and the people on this planet. And fun. Just wanting to smile and enjoy. Now, what's the problem with all of these? Because this all sounds great, right? Because then people go, wait a moment. I'm an entrepreneur, but I have no freedom. I am so busy. I have got so much to do. There is no freedom here. I don't get to take vacations, right? Passion. What passion? I started doing the thing I love to do, and now I can't stand it because now I'm forced to do it every day, or I just lost my passion for my passion. I didn't think it was going to be this way. Money. What money? Every time I turn around, money's going out. It's not coming in fast enough. Stress. Yeah, right. You're like, no, that's not right. There's more stress now than I'd ever had before. Being of service. Yeah, I can't even keep up with, you know, myself, let alone trying to help others. And fun. Wow, it'd be great if I could just stop long enough and enjoy. So I want to cover these, you know, really six major hurdles for people in business. And this goes especially along with the speaking world, because I find over and over again that speakers set off on this track of wanting to really change the world from the front of the room. But then all of these things get in the way. And one of the reasons that I find is that there's a lot of talk about things that have very little to do with income producing activities. Because realistically, when you have enough income coming in, you could do the things you want to do. You can have the freedom to hire the people to do the things you don't want to do. You can give to others whenever they need it, and you can go have more fun. So I want to talk a little bit more about income, because I hear a lot of people talk about their top number and not their bottom number. So when I go to hire a coach or hire somebody that's, you know, been in business and they can help me with something, I'm not really interested in the top number they give me of their success, but in the reality of their success. You know, I was talking to a lady the other day, and most people don't do it for malicious reasons. Let's put it that way. Put it, you know, just make that sure that's clear. So she teaches people how to put on events, which is something incredibly needed. The problem that runs into is that she uses the example of her first event. She says that she made $100,000 from that event, which is true. But when you look at and ask the question, how much did it cost you to put on the event? Then that's when the reality sets in. And she shared with me, it cost her $100,000. So she broke even. Now, most people would say, okay, well, that wasn't very successful. It depends on how you look at it. Because since it was her first event, she now has a marketing platform to talk about it forever, right? Because she did make $100,000 at the event. She also had the marketing platform, and those first few people who bought into that event was significant, and now she has incredible stories to tell as well. So sometimes what seems like a negative isn't always a negative. I know for myself, there's been events that I have invested a lot of money to go and speak at with what seemed like no relevant money happening from the event. So at first glance, it looks like it was a complete bust. But a lot of times, it's not just the monetary value of what you make from an event, but sometimes it's the opportunities that you would have never had any other way than if you had been there that day. So let's make sure that's clear. But I still want to go back to making money. And I know a lot of people, and this is why I say at the very beginning, we've gone through the personal development part, because a lot of times people, they recoil when you say, we need to make money. But money is just an energy. We all are part of that energy on this planet. It is a give and take. So it's a good thing to make money. It shows value and it shows that you're successful. Because the more you make, the more people you can serve. Now, there is a point where there's sometimes people who aren't being, they're overcharging for what they're giving. And that's why there's so much negativity in the speaking world from this kind of approach. Yeah, you could, you know, sell $100,000 to one person. But does that person, are they going to feel they got $100,000 worth from that investment? And that's where you really have to know the value. So a lot of times when we look at making money, we look at multiple different things. Marketing, sales, operations, financials. We look at how to run the business, what to bring in, how to bring it in, what will people buy, what will people market, what will people ... This is also the struggle of the entrepreneur, is you've got to figure it all out. And a lot of times people don't want to figure it out. They just want to be handed something and say, here, done, go do this. Because realistically, most of us have been trained as employees our entire life. From school, school teaches us to be an employee, right? Tells us when to do things, what to do, get assessed on things, right? It's an employee mentality. Versus entrepreneur, we get to go and we get to try and experiment again and experiment again and switch some things around and tweak this and tweak that. And if you look at it as fun, now you can start having more fun in your business because you're actually doing a lot of different things and testing. But for a lot of people, we don't have time because we've got to be making the income to sustain us. Also, what I find for most speakers, coaches, entrepreneurs, realtors, insurance agents, I mean, you name it, right? Is that we don't have reoccurring income. Income that comes in every single month, no matter what happens. Now, even employees don't have this anymore. Because they say about every 2 years, people are looking for a job. So they're constantly looking for a job. You know, I just spoke at a job club, and that's pretty much the reality for most people. Especially with the new way that business are doing things, they're constantly bringing in a new, fresh group. And it's very challenging for a lot of professions. So if you're trying to create a reoccurring income, and especially if you're wanting to approach an international market, because, you know, just like in the DSL, they say that the United States is only 20% of the marketplace. China is 19%, right behind the U.S. But that means 80% is outside of the U.S. So it makes sense to start to want to help and to serve the world. Why limit yourself? Because a lot of times people are like, well, I don't know how to talk to people in China or Germany or South Africa or Canada. You know, it really isn't that difficult. because people are truly looking for information. They're looking for your expertise. They're looking for your help. And for a lot of people, we really want to go out and share our message and change lives. And it doesn't require you to personally know the people in Vietnam or in Brazil. As long as you've got, you're part of some type of team that takes you there. So I'm creating a leadership team to help give massive exposure to people around the world, to you. How does that work? Well, I started realizing that we all have social media and email lists and all of these great ways that people who have gravitated to us are following us. Now, your people needs to know about me, and my people need to know about you. And this is where it gets, you know, people get real freaked out about it, is it's the exposure factor. I've got around 50,000 people on social media, and it's great when I can expose those people to somebody new. Now, the person who has 250 people on Facebook goes, well, I guess I can't play at that level. Yes, you can. It doesn't require 50,000 people, because 50,000 people know of me, where your 250 probably know you personally. So it's even more powerful of a group than 50,000. And for those that are listening that have the big list, fantastic. Because you probably have 250 that know you personally too. So how do you share with each other? Well, we do webinars and teleconferences, and I'm going to be doing virtual events to showcase people's expertise. And at the same time, not only drive traffic to you for whatever business that you're in, whatever your expertise is, or maybe you just want a message. But at the same time, because what I love doing is Velcroing the balls together or the plates together. So you're only spinning one plate, right? Because they're all Velcroed together. Instead of trying to run around, you know, spiraling each plate, keeping them all up, let's just put all those puppies together, so that you're getting your expertise out there, you're changing lives, you're having a lot of fun with a lot less stress, because you're doing everything together that's also bringing you income. Now, this is a very different opportunity, because most people only want to talk about one thing. So say if you're a realtor and you're only wanting to help people buy a house in your neighborhood. Well, why are you looking at people in your neighborhood to buy houses in your neighborhood? You need to be looking at people who are coming into your city, or maybe don't even know about your city to move to, right? And I'm sure you could probably help them close a house someplace else as well. I don't know how that works, but but then at the same time, what if you made some extra income on top of that? And you're part of this team. So now not only are you making reoccurring income, income that comes in every month, but residual income, which means that you're making money from the team's effort. This is why I love network marketing. I had created my own network marketing company back in 2007, and I took some bad advice, and it went away in about 2009. But I've always loved the idea, because most people need support. And now you can be part of another person's company, right? that you're representing, and you don't have to do all the marketing and the exposure and the website and the development and the products and worry about the customer service and the employees and the, you know, you just kind of keep on and on and on. So if you're interested, I would love to have a chat with you and see where it goes from here, to see if my leadership team would be a good fit for you, to get you exposure to the people that I'm connected to, which are pretty big speakers and coaches throughout the world and entrepreneurs. But to get that kind of exposure with people in transition, that's who joins and starts a business, is people in transition, mostly women, mostly between 45 and 65. So does that sound like most people's target market? Yeah. So if you're looking at really going out there and changing lives and getting your message known and then making some money so that you can go and serve, have less stress, have more freedom to do the things you want to do, to free focus on your passions, the thrills that make you so excited about getting up every morning and sharing your life with others, having fun and being a part of a really happy team of people that want to help you, please reach out to me. My email address is Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, at Tonya, T-O-N-Y-A, Hoffman, and my husband's family doesn't know how to spell their last name right, so get it right. It's one F and two N, so H-O-F like Frank, but only one of them, M-A-N-N, so Nancy Nancy's, two N's, .com, Tonya at TonyaHoffman.com. So thank you. Go out there, make a difference, not just in the world, but in your life first. It starts with your plop into the water that starts to ripple out to your family, that ripples out to your friends, your colleagues, that ripples out to your community, ripples out to the world, and changes lives. That's what it's about. I love the ripple effect. I love myself for getting over my fears. And I totally get why I had those fears. They served me very well for a very long time, but I was ready to go beyond that and to make a really significant change for myself, for my family, for my friends and colleagues. And I can say personally, I'm so glad that the moments I broke down, you know, on the floor going, oh my God, what am I doing, was well worth it. Those fear factors that I hit, you know, because I just wrote down every fear I had and I just went after them and I just did them no matter what. I'm so glad I did them, even though at the time I'm like, what am I doing, you know? And I know that you have that ability, because if I can do it, anybody can do it. I was in a very dark, deep place. You know, I had cancer. I had been robbed and tied up when I was 6 months pregnant. And really, those are probably the easiest of all of the challenges I've had in my life. So you too can get through your challenges. Some challenges are temporary. Some we never want to seem to get over because the reality of getting over it is too big. But we have to move on. We're here for such a short time on this planet, and we've got such a big role to play. I really believe that each one of us has a huge role to play. But as we know, people do not follow followers. They follow leaders. So step up and be the leader that you were meant to be. Play the leadership role that you know you need to take. There are people waiting to know you. There are people all over this world waiting to connect to you. They just don't know yet. Isn't that exciting? To think that there's somebody in the middle of Africa, the middle of Vietnam, the middle of poor Wyoming in February, that is waiting to hear your message. So step up, shake off those fears, say, I'm going to do it anyways, and watch what happens. And be totally in on it. Be all your feet, your toes planted firmly on the ground and jump. Jump as high as you can and don't stop until you hit that sky. And believe me, I'm going to be right there with you jumping and flying.